Hello, story friends. Today I'm going to bring you a story from Ireland. A long, long time ago, there was a boy named Tom. He was walking down a lane and he was singing quietly to himself. And he was wondering how he could find enough money to get himself a fine, warm coat. Suddenly, he heard another voice, and it was whistling exactly the same tune. He stopped, and he looked around. He saw nothing but a hedge growing beside him. A hedge is like where the bushes grow in a straight line along the edge of a property or beside a road. So Tom moved closer to the hedge, to the bushes, and he pushed some branches out of the way so he could see. Still singing softly so that the other voice wouldn't stop, he put his head into the hedge and he looked through to the other side. Just out of the reach of his arms, he saw a very tiny little man, maybe up to his knee. And that man had very small brown boots and a really dark green coat. And he was sitting in the sun, drinking from a mug and whistling a tune. Now, Tom was very excited. He knew right away that the tiny man was a leprechaun. And he knew that if he could catch a leprechaun, the leprechaun would have to tell him where he had hidden his pot of gold. Then Tom would have enough money for a fine warm coat and a house to hang it in. Now, his only problem was that he couldn't get through the hedge and he couldn't get over the hedge, so he couldn't catch the leprechaun. He thought quickly. He knew he'd have to trick the leprechaun to come over to the hedge. Now, around his neck, Tom was wearing a long red scarf that his sweetheart had made for him. He kept humming softly the same tune that the leprechaun was still whistling. And he took the scarf from around his neck and he threaded it carefully through the hedge until it was hanging down just behind the leprechaun. Then he made just a little noise with his feet just to get the attention of the leprechaun. The leprechaun put his mug down, he jumped up on his feet and he turned around and looked at the hedge. And then he saw the fine red scarf. And he gave a little leap. He was so excited. Well, that's the perfect scarf for finishing my outfit. It will go so well with my dark green coat and my fine brown boots. And quick as a wink, he went over to the hedge and he started to pull on the scarf, but it seemed to be stuck. So he had to get a little closer to the hedge and then closer still. And while he was pulling at the scarf, Tom's hands pushed through an opening in the hedge and pulled the leprechaun back to his side, still holding the red scarf. "I've caught you fair and square," Tom yelled. "I know you're a leprechaun, and I want to know where have you hidden your pot of gold. I'm going to buy a fine new coat and a house to hang it in." "Oh," said the leprechaun, "it's a sad day when a leprechaun can't sit quietly in the sunshine enjoying his mug of drink." "You are a robber, you are, but you're quite right. I've no choice but to lead you to my poor small pot of gold." And so the leprechaun started to give Tom instructions, and Tom started off to find the pot of gold, holding the leprechaun really tightly so he wouldn't get away. It was a long, difficult walk. The leprechaun led him through thorny bushes, over rocky streams. He fell in a bit. His feet were wet. In no time at all, Tom was cold and tired and sick of the games. "Come now," he yelled to the leprechaun, "aren't we here yet? This long search is killing me. There's nothing here but a big field of ragweed. Now, ragweed is a plant that gives lots of people allergies. And Tom was one of those people. So the closer he got to the big field of ragweed, the more he was sneezing, and he was, his eyes were itchy, and he's holding the leprechaun so tight. "Oh," said the leprechaun, "well, we're really close. In fact, my pot of gold is buried just under this big bunch of ragweed right here. All you need is to take out your shovel and dig it down about 2 feet, and you'll find it." And Tom got so angry. "What are you saying? Does it look like I have a shovel with me? I do not have a shovel. I cannot dig down 2 feet." "Achoo!" "Oh," said the leprechaun. "Well, I've wasted my whole sunny afternoon leading you to this spot, and I don't want to spend another minute with you. Why don't you just take off your bright red scarf, tie it around the plant, and then you can take me back to my nice, warm, sunny spot, and you can go get a shovel." "Ugh." Well, Tom was so annoyed, but what could he do? He turned around and took the leprechaun back through that long, bumpy, wet way till they finally got back to where the leprechaun had been found. He pushed the leprechaun gently through the branches because he wasn't a bad guy and because he was, you know, going to go get a shovel and dig up a pot of gold. And he said, "Well, thank you kindly, leprechaun. I will think of you every time I wear my new warm coat." "Oh, I think you'll think about me before then," said the leprechaun. But Tom didn't even really think about what that meant because he won his pot of gold so much. He ran home, he got a shovel, he ran all the way back. And just as he was getting close to the field of ragweed, he saw a flash of red. So it made him hurry even faster until he got close enough to see. Every plant in the whole field now had a bright red scarf, just like Tom's, wrapped around it. Tom dug and he dug under different plants, but he could never tell which plant did mark the leprechaun's pot of gold. And finally, he was so tired and he could see he was never going to find it. And he picked up the closest red scarf and wrapped it around his neck, and he started off home. But you know, his scarf had been in a field with ragweed blowing over it all day long. And that scarf made him sneeze all the way home. And that's the story of the leprechaun and the red scarf. And now I wonder if you would like to meet a leprechaun. And if you would, you just need to sit or lie still and take some nice breaths and just imagine your breath coming in gently and going out gently, as if you could see it, as if it was maybe a lovely sparkly green as it comes in. And then you can send that lovely sparkly green out with your breath and maybe make some rings or shapes with your breath as it puffs out. And just breathe in that lovely green sparkly air and let it go as shapes and butterflies and rings and interesting things. And as you get used to playing with your breath, I want you to imagine that you have opened your eyes and found yourself in a field of the greenest green grass you ever did see. And through the field you see your path. And you begin to walk along your path, but you're not in a hurry because it's a warm, sunny day, and the field is so green and so beautiful. And off in the distance, you see the forest, and above you, there are fluffy white clouds, and maybe a big bird just hovering and gliding. You make your way across the field to the forest, and it's such a beautiful day in the woods. The sun is filtering through the leaves. The chipmunks are dashing back and forth across the path, and you can hear the birds singing and maybe a loud bashing as a woodpecker pecks against a tree. You come to the big, big old tree that's covered with packages and backpacks and bags. This is the trouble tree. And you take off any troubles you've been carrying around today and just put them on the trouble tree so the trouble tree can hold your troubles. And say thank you. And then, feeling much better without any troubles, walk through the woods until you find the gate to your own special garden. And I want you to notice, is it a wooden gate? Is it a metal gate? Is there a stone fence around it? What's it attached to? How does it open? And I want you to reach out and open that gate and walk into your own special garden where everything today seems bright green and bright blue, and the birds seem to be singing especially happy today. I want you to take your shoes and socks off, and I want you to walk barefoot in that soft green grass. And I want you to notice you're just warm enough, and it feels so good, and the grass is so soft, like a carpet almost. And you can wander around and visit your favorite spots in the garden. But after a while, I want you to come to a garden, corner of the garden that you haven't visited before. And in this corner of the garden, there is a stone wall. And as you come around the corner, you see that against the stone wall, there is a little man with a bright curly beard and bright eyes. And he's wearing a green coat and brown leather boots. And you know right away, he's a leprechaun. And now you get to decide how you want to meet a leprechaun, because you know that leprechauns are tricky creatures. And maybe you don't even need his gold, because everything in the garden is already exactly the way you want a garden to be. So you can decide. Do you want to sneak up on the leprechaun? Do you want to trick him into talking to you? You don't want him to run away. Or do you want to sing a song with the leprechaun? But I want you to find your way until you are sitting right next to the leprechaun, and maybe you hold him on your lap because you caught him, or maybe you just sit with him and have a conversation, because I'm sure that there are many, many questions you would like to ask a leprechaun, because a leprechaun is very, very old and knows many, many things. Knows some magic. So I want you to talk to your leprechaun, or play with your leprechaun, or follow your leprechaun to his pot of gold, whatever you decide. And just as you do, explore, because this garden is so big and it changes all the time. It has so many wonderful things. Eventually, you come to a place and you know it's time. And you know that nothing in your garden can be taken out of your garden except your good feelings and your good stories. So I want you to figure out how you're going to say goodbye to your leprechaun and leave him sitting by the stone wall in the sunshine where you found him. And then I want you to walk back, noticing that velvety, soft grass under your feet and breathing that air that smells like things are growing. And come to your gate. Stop at your gate, put your shoes and socks back on. Open the gate gently and tell your garden, thank you for being here. And thank you for always being here whenever I want to visit. And then close the gate gently behind you. Take a few steps through the woods. A few breaths. And find your way all the way back to the room. And if you enjoyed meeting your leprechaun, maybe today you'd like to write a story about a leprechaun. And there's a little movie in the links in the comments to this podcast. And it shows you how to take one piece of regular paper. It can be paper that's already used on one side. How to fold it and cut it into a square. Fold that square in four parts. Trim them so that they look like the petals of a clover. And open them up so you have your very own four-leaf clover. And then on the side that is blank, you can write a four-part story. A story about somebody who would like to meet a leprechaun. And then you can tell how they do meet the leprechaun. And then you can tell how they catch the leprechaun and have an adventure going to the pot of gold. And then on the last petal, you can tell how the story ends. And maybe in your story, the person gets some of the gold or all of the gold. Or maybe in your story, like my story, the leprechaun plays a trick. I don't know what you'll think of today, but I hope you have fun making a clover story about a leprechaun.